When you speak of your guide, is that the same every time, or do you move between?
Okay, it's my understanding that we all have personal spirit guides or guardian angels. And I did mention earlier to Carmen, I'm also of the opinion that we're all psychic, because we all have an instinct, we all have an intuition. So with practice and dedication, etc., etc., and guidance, we can all link with our spirit guides and be guided. So we are guided to a point, but we can enhance and build on that.
And that guide would be somebody that you would have known, or somebody that would have known you at a point, or not necessarily?
Family members can become primary guides. They are with us anyway. Junior guides, if you would like, junior angels. They are, in my opinion, that's they're on the other side of life and in the world of spirit. And when one works with the psychic energies, one has links with the psychic guide.
Okay.
If you do, excuse me, energy healing, then you work with your healing guide or your spiritual healing guide.
Okay.
And when it comes to emotions, we have an emotional guide, and so on. Mm. So we have a team, if you would like.
Yeah, an agency.
But you are well guided by your own personal guides and angels. There's going to be a lot of change. Do you report into a female?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. She's exceptional. She's got a very good, what are we going to call this? I'm going to call it a corporate brain.
Yes, yeah, for sure, definitely.
So I'm going to use this term, she's got her head screwed on, okay?
Right.
I would just like to share for the records that this reading that I've done as Janet is nowhere deemed to be a teaching in any way, but it is taken the form of spiritual guidance.
This was a pleasure to come. It's my first time doing something like this.
Thank you. Well, we hope it was beneficial.
Yeah, it's very cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.